What's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back to another episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. Kim Richards is back, and we have so much to talk about. Tune in right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is that? Spirit fingers.
You did this.
I don't know why.
We're bringing it back.
Spirit fingers.
We're bringing this back.
We're bringing it on.
There is so much to talk about tonight. Oh my gosh, where do we begin? Hey guys, I'm your host, Thomas Erlina. Thank you so much for joining us. I am joined by entertainment reporter Maite.
Hey guys.
And celebrity hairstylist and makeup artist, Amanda.
Get my name right, Thomas. My
First of all,
Amanda.
I was going to say Amanda because that's like your handle, right?
Well, my name's Amanda, but I go by Mandy. So whatever you want to call me.
Yes.
Apparently. I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
Hi guys.
We are all here. Thank you guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Ready to chat about this semi-okay episode.
Just semi.
It was a bit flat for me.
This is the first time that I'm watching, and I did not think about Lisa Vanderpump too much.
Oh, me neither.
Right?
No, me neither.
I didn't think about that either.
There was just so much going on that I was just like, whatever.
Oh, that's sad.
Is that sad?
Yeah, that's sad for me.
For the first time.
Yeah.
So what are your overall thoughts about tonight's episode?
I think it had a little bit of everything. I do have to say the ending was my favorite part, how it ended and how Rinna made peace with Kim. I think that for me was a highlight. But at the same time, I kept on waiting and waiting for someone to bring something up to Camille. Mm-hmm. Like, that was just me waiting the entire time.
Did the producers say, it's too soon, don't bring it up, let Kim have her moment?
Gosh, no. Someone should have brought it up.
Yeah.
You know?
I wanted more drama, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I wanted more drama.
More drama.
But it was cool. It was good. It was Halloween party. There was makeup. There was costumes. I loved it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It worked.
Yeah. We'll get into it, and we'll get into your tweets tonight. The episode starts off back in Hawaii. Camille just got married. Everybody's getting ready for breakfast. And Camille, you know, there's a lot to talk about. You know, there's been a lot of reports that Camille is going to kind of take over the rest of the show and the rest of the series, actually. What is going on with Camille, and why is she doing this?
She wants camera time.
You think so?
Yeah. She wants camera time. She's back. She's showing everybody she's there, and she can't keep her mouth shut.
That was so serious.
Yes.
I loved it.
I say what everybody thinks.
That was a read.
I say what everybody thinks.
Hello. I think that she definitely, for being a friend, she's adding and contributing way too much.
You think so?
Yes. Like, it's starting to feel like she's a legit housewife, and how everyone's drama went from LVP and now it's surrounding Camille. It's like, this is also shady. This is shady work of Camille.
She's I'm married. I'm good. I'm back. What's up? Let's do this.
Yeah. Let me throw shade here and there and tell everybody behind everybody else's back what I don't like about that person. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know who she's reminding me of from another season, another franchise?
Who?
Marlo.
Oh, no.
Yes,
no.
I feel like she
Marlo.
Is.
Marlo.
No.
In a way, I feel like she's spilling tea that is kind of revving up all the girls. Because remember when Marlo knew about all the, Eva's drama?
Yeah.
She's kind of like.
But Marlo's like this with Nene.
That's
so
true.
So Camille's got to be like this with LVP. And Camille's got to be standing up for LVP. You know? Like, she's, I don't know.
Well,
this
she is in
weird.
The press.
She is in the press. That's true.
Well, Kyle goes and tells Camille that basically Lisa Vanderpump took a lie detector test. And that still, to me, that seems a little bit off that it would just be that Kyle's friends would be there.
Yeah.
And do we believe that story?
I mean, it could be true.
Do you think so?
We never know. It could be true, but it could just be a little, you know, plot scheme for the show.
Yeah, the way that she said, oh, it was the construction workers. Her friend took the construction workers to go take a lie detector test.
Yeah, for what, though?
Oh, because they...
The robbery.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
So then it was just a little too much.
It's too coincidental at the time.
Yeah, and then for Kyle to find out at the same time, I don't know. It was a little too calculated.
Something smells fishy.
Yes, and the girls are basically grilling Camille because Lisa didn't reach out to her. She was apparently at a Dodger game. And
since when does Lisa attend a Dodger game?
I know, like, so random.
Well, I think Camille at that point, I think, like what Kyle says, she kind of struggles to try to please everybody. She doesn't want to come off like that, but then she just comes off as a villain.
Yeah, she does.
She's Camille? Been coming off, yeah.
She comes off fake.
You think she comes out fake?
Yeah, because it's like, oh, like, hey, Maite, what's up, blah, blah, blah. And then you go hang out with Thomas, and then you talk bad about Maite to Tom. Do you know what I mean? It's like, she's just there, like what she said, she's just there for whoever's in front of her face. She's just trying to be, like, buddy-buddy with.
A little wishy-washy. Yeah. We have the live chat going on here, so let's say hi to our friends. Red Talk Sarah, how can Camille take over the show if she doesn't even hold a diamond?
Ooh!
Cubic zirconia.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's gunning for it. I think she wants it.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. She, for the longest, have, you know, Andy has asked her on Watch What Happens Live, and she's just kind of like, kind of been timid about it. But this season, it's almost like,
she's ready to go back, I feel. But I wouldn't want her to be a housewife.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. No, I feel like what she's doing right now is really dirty and ungenuine.
It's desperate.
That is the perfect word.
It's literally desperate. Like, she's willing to do whatever she can to get camera time. And to me, it's like, I lose all respect for somebody like that. It's like, hold your ground.
It's like, say it to someone's face.
Yes, please, 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 say it to someone's face.
And I feel like no one's really guiding her. She's doing this on her own. Usually the women have, like, somebody in their ear kind of, like, designing all this. And she's just doing it on her own, which sometimes backfires.
You know what? If she would have sided and really, truly sided with LVP and had her back and was the only friend that LVP had, I can see her being a housewife because they both would team up.
Mm-hmm.
But then seeing her, you know, saying all of these things, and then we get to see a little bit of the preview for next week and how shady she continues to be, it just leaves like a bad taste in my mouth.
I'm having literally deja vu because when she was on season one, she was alone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, she was doing all the mess alone, and she's doing it again. She doesn't have a support. Mm-hmm. There's nobody to really fall to. Nobody trusts her.
Yeah.
She's back in a position where, and it's so funny that she keeps bringing up this narrative of how she has felt this way before, and it's like, you're doing this all over again, kind of.
What do you guys think about Rinna, like, exposing her in front of everybody, like, to everybody in the van, like, on that trip, like, in Hawaii?
Well, I think that that's what Rinna does. I think that it's important for Rinna to do that because that's how she holds her diamond, and that's how she kind of keeps her storyline going, because I think she was just over the phoniness. Like what she said in previous episodes, she was already done with hearing Camille talk bad about Dorit. So I wouldn't want to talk crap about somebody and then invite them to one of my parties. That's just not my style.
No.
And even if I needed extra guests to come, I would just be like, you know what, just take the seats away instead of bringing somebody along. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think that's very true. And you bring a very interesting point because it kind of, you know, like you brought the word desperate. It kind of makes it seem like Camille is desperate to have friends and kind of that's why she invited that selective group of girls to be part of her wedding.
Yeah.
So, and knowing too that she's talked crap about pretty much all of them, except for Rinna. I don't think she said anything about Rinna. I can't remember. And she hasn't said anything about Kyle.
I don't think she wants to go up against those girls.
Yeah, but then you say something about Dorit, and it's just, I don't know. It's very fake.
Her and Dorit should just be best friends.
Oh, God, no.
Why? They're like the exact same.
Dorit doesn't. No, never mind. Okay.
Say it.
No,
I feel like Dorit doesn't really have a backbone.
No, okay. She doesn't. No.
Yeah.
She doesn't.
So she's not the type of person to say as well to someone's face what she's thinking, unless she gets really boiled up and heated.
Her and Camille are the same.
Yeah, unless she gets really boiled up and heated, then she's going to say it. But by the time she does,
she only says it to impress.
Yeah, it's, you know? Like, really...
I feel like Camille is really gunning for the people that she knows that she can kind of control.
Yes.
She's not going to do that to Lisa Rinna. She's just
going to pick on somebody your own size. It's like that.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's pick on somebody else that she has an opportunity of kind of replacing in a way. Mm-hmm. There's no way she's going to go up against Kyle. And Kyle has so much power. It's ridiculous to do
Kyle's
that.
So hot.
Well, Lisa, she does.
She looks really good
I was that when I was 20 years old, like that same outfit, except mine was velvet.
Ooh, that's hot.
We need a throwback.
She looked good. It's still on my MySpace. Oh my God. It's on my Facebook, too. Yeah.
Perfect. So, People Magazine, this article, I mean, these women had breakfast together. They had basically talked Camille into... you know, just wanting her to explain her feelings about how she feels that Lisa Vanderpump isn't there.
Yeah.
They find out 2 hours later after breakfast that this article gets published the same day. And there's a quote from Camille saying that she understands why Lisa didn't go. She backed her up. I mean, my head is exploding.
Yeah, it's all a kiss ass.
Why would she do that?
It really is.
Yeah.
Why?
It's all a kiss ass. Yeah. It's just her wanting to protect that friendship. You know what? It's so crazy. I was in this position when I was like in my teens, and I'm like, I can't talk bad about this person because I really like this person. And yet I talk back about bad about them to other friends. And it just, it was very immature of me looking back. And I'm glad I only did it one time. But it brings me back to that time of how immature this is for her to be doing that.
And girls can be catty too and like trap you and like, oh my God, she made me so mad.
Like, yeah,
and
then like high school stuff.
It's, yeah, girls are bad. Mm-hmm. Like three-way calls. Remember three-way calls?
And then you have to hush
like
yourself.
So and so and then Amber. And then she comes on the phone and she's like, there, you don't like me? It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Literally mean girls.
I was just going to say it's mean girls. It's real life. That really happened to me.
Well, I'm sorry that that happened.
Numerous times.
Ouch.
It's horrible.
Well, I feel really just confused why Camille is doing this. I'm glad that Camille... Well, actually, it would have been interesting...
What do you think, Thomas? Because you got to spill it out.
You know, I...
Spill the tea.
With overall Camille. as you sip
spill
your
the tea.
Tea,
Thomas. Uh-huh.
Spilling the tea with Thomas. I could literally brand anything. It's silly.
You can.
He'll be starting his YouTube channel soon.
Exactly.
He has like
one.
Five.
Yeah, but no, add another little...
We're at the six.
Spilling your tea, yeah.
Yes. Well, Camille, to me, wants to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills again. That's what I think. It obviously shows, and she's gunning for... You know, I think she wants to hold the diamond again. I think she misses it. I think she's seen how far all the other women have come, like Kyle. And if she would have stuck to it and if she didn't leave, she would have probably been a lot more famous. Mm-hmm. She probably would have been had more businesses.
More money.
A little bit further along,
But the good thing is I feel like Andy has always really fancied her and always really wanted her to be a part of it. Yeah. Like, look at Adrian. I mean, Adrian wasn't reoccurring all this time. Like...
She's long gone. You have not
what
seen
is
her.
Yeah,
her, Taylor, everybody else. But I feel like with Camille, I really think this season she wants to be in it. Let's go back in the group chat. Amy says, Camille is so slimy doing the People Mag story. Mm-hmm. Yep. Red Sox Sarah, Rinna holds the diamond in one hand and stirs the pot with the other.
Oh,
Reed.
That is so good.
I like that.
Yes, you are spot on. Our group chat is lit. Thank you guys for joining us. Mm-hmm. If you guys are listening to our podcast, the gang get back to Beverly Hills. Kyle wants to throw this Halloween party for Farrah, which who I think is gorgeous. I've always thought she was really cool. I follow her on Instagram. 15 Birkins to have this party.
I was like
150,000.
Oh, you did the math.
I did the math.
Because Birkins are expensive.
They're like 10 grand each.
They are.
They
if
can
she's
be
talking
20.
About those. Yeah. I think she was referring to the 10.
Yeah, so 10 times 15, 100. That's ridiculous.
I need to know from like a local Beverly Hills person. I need to call Dorothy Wang or somebody.
Yes.
Like, is 150,000 cheap for a
like,
party?
What's a general estimation for like a celebration in Beverly Hills?
Yes.
But it didn't
like
even
an
look
appropriate.
Like it, yeah, sorry. Continue.
The Ferris wheel was probably 20 grand itself.
That was lit. That was kind of cool.
Farrah's will.
I love that. She's so on brand with that.
It didn't look like it was $150,000 worth.
It really didn't.
With the lights.
No, it really didn't look like anything spectacular except for the Farrah's will. I'm serious.
Maybe she was talking about the baby Birkins. I don't know. But I did the math. It was $150,000. If you guys know, let us know.
Porsche's Birkin.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure she has one.
Yeah,
yes.
For real.
Like North and everybody else. Mm-hmm. So... The mammogram situation, you know, I can't really speak on that, but I think it's very important that they bring it up. That's kind of what makes the show a little bit more real. I feel like this episode really stuck with the Real Housewives theme. Do you guys have anything to say about this? I know women go through this constantly and have to kind of monitor everything, but it was a really emotional day for Kyle.
I feel like it's super important for women to get checked. I've been checked. It runs in my family. I've had, you know, some cysts I found and stuff like that. So it's a really scary thing. And I think that women should always constantly every day be checking.
Yeah.
Because you just never know. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really scary situation.
Yeah. And it's crazy how they were filming her exact reaction and being there in the moment. You know
what
I mean? Yeah. I had definitely been there as well not too long ago, like probably a month ago.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah. And I'm 28. So you're not supposed to get yourself checked until you're your like late 30s, 40s, right?
It says once you're 30s.
Right. And so it depends like if it runs in your family and all that stuff.
Where do they come? I'm curious as a male, like where do they say like 30 is like the benchmark?
All I know is that a couple years ago I had found a cyst. So I was calling around because like I didn't have insurance and I was trying to like figure out where to get checked. And it was...
And you felt something.
Yes. And everybody was telling me that... Every time I called, they were saying, well, I'm sorry, it's not till you're 30. It's not till you're 30. And I believe I was like 26. And I'm like, okay, awesome. So I could have like a lump here and I'm supposed to just wait 4 years and have it form into something. Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. So they also told me that during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which I believe is October, you can go in and you can like request one and they're like a little bit more lenient that way. But I mean, I'll be 33 in August. And I mean, I got checked when I was 26. I haven't gotten checked lately.
Yeah. So your tissue is a lot more harder when you are less than 30.
Okay.
So as you get older, your tissue is less harder and it's more softer. So it's easier for you to check for all of these types of things that develop in your breast.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, too, I felt something. And that's when I went to go get checked.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was the youngest person there
in
that little...
And is this spread in your family?
My aunt had breast cancer only. So they had to check up a little bit more. But being in that room and waiting for you to have like an ultrasound done or to have, you know, some little speck of it come out of it. It's just, it's the worst feeling ever.
Like the worst thoughts just come through your head and then you try to be positive but then you're like, oh my god, like, you know what I mean? It's just, it's very, very scary.
So I had to go under and I got it removed and it was
the whole surgery.
And I had to get it removed, but it's a fibroid, it's non-cancerous, and my doctor was like, it's totally normal for someone your age to be going through this. And I thought to myself, oh my god, I don't have any friends or anybody who has gone through this, like I'm the first one. So I think it's important for everyone, you know, because males can get breast cancer too.
Yes.
For everyone to get checked and to be cautious of their bodies.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really great message that they sent out today. And I hope that everybody takes it as a reminder or as that sign that they need to get themselves checked or check yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, thank you, girls, for sharing that. I think it's super important. And also, you know, we want to contribute to you guys as well. You guys listen to us every week. We get almost 10,000 views every single week.
Thank you, guys.
So we really appreciate that. And we hope that you guys, you know, you sharing your stories is a reminder for you guys to also take care of yourselves.
Yes,
all women, men, everybody go get checked. Check yourself.
Yes. Someone in the group chat says, I'm really glad Kyle shows this part of her life and to raise awareness. And also, I really think that's the charm about Kyle. She has no problem opening up. Yes. She has no problem. And I know Lisa, it was for Lisa. But there's something about Kyle that she's just so open that I think that it's true. That's why she's such a strong housewife.
She's really relatable.
She's relatable.
Yeah. Yes. She doesn't hide anything.
Right.
Give Me Shelter in the chat says you're supposed to have an annual mammogram at age 40 unless there is an issue beforehand.
See? Yes. Give Me Shelter. Shout out to you. I always see you in the comment section too, showing some love. Yeah.
Yes. We love you guys here at AfterBuzz TV. And before we continue, we have an announcement here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, guys. We appreciate you guys always tuning in, watching our videos. As always, please be sure to rate us, give us 5 stars if you're hearing us on iTunes. Make sure you leave us a comment as well as you're watching right now. I'm getting tongue-tied. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you give us a thumbs up. Make sure that you are also commenting. We love to continue the conversation. You can totally find our tweet handles at the end of the show. And as always, we appreciate you guys allowing us to be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for the sound effects. Well, again, we really appreciate you guys following us and following AfterBuzz TV. One thing I wanted to also say with Kyle in the moment is that, you know, she had found out that her mom had cancer when she was 30, and it just so happened in that moment. You couldn't. There's no way Kyle could have ever premeditated that. Mm-hmm. That was all her. And to see it in the moment, that kind of, it made me feel like an MTV, like, real life situation.
Oh, yeah. It got real serious.
It did.
Yeah. That was really
it was
a moment.
Deep.
Mm-hmm. Because God forbid something would have happened and the tests were, I mean, that would have been on television. And that's the risk you put on being a reality show.
Yeah. Do you think this warmed Lisa's heart at all watching? She said on Watch What Happens Live that she doesn't watch anymore the show, but I feel like if someone were to tell her, like,
you can
hey,
say whatever you want, but
Kyle
I would watch
had a
myself.
Scare, you know, would you
wait,
reach out?
What was
out?
The question?
Do you think that this kind of softened Lisa's heart a little bit in terms of reaching out to Kyle? Because I feel like at the end of the day, one of them two really has to reach out.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that there's so many layers to Lisa Rinna that it's really Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Well, to them both,
She's going through... Everybody has so many layers on the show, but Lisa Vanderpump is going... just a reminder, she's going through with her brother's death. This is all playing out. Yeah. I mean, you just don't get over a family death, so... I think she wants that friendship to work. Mm-hmm. We saw in a previous episode that she had made a statement saying that, in a way, the door is kind of still open. Mm-hmm. It's they've been friends for 10 years, and it's a reality show.
And to say that she doesn't watch, I don't believe that. I would be like, are they talking about me? I'd be like watching every single minute. Wouldn't you want to know like what they're saying about you when you're not there?
Oh, yeah.
She's watching.
She made it seem like she wasn't watching on Watch What Happens Live.
Well, of course. It's like, it's easy to say whatever.
That's true.
Yes. Well, Kyle gets back after all the craziness, and she's getting ready for Farrahween, which I think is super adorable.
It's so unique.
And cute.
Yeah. Farrah's so special. Farrahween.
I know.
Farewell.
Well, it's like her annual tradition. That's so awesome that they have that. I was hoping to see Kathy Hilton.
Yeah.
I wanted to see like a Hilton in there.
Like
but
Paris.
But we, yes.
She's your fave. We she know is. You wanted to see Paris.
That's hot.
But Paris is always traveling.
That's hot.
I know. Well, I think we got Kim tonight. Well, we won't get there just yet, but we'll talk about Kyle's $615 outfit. A bit too much? Too much?
For a dang tube top bikini one piece? Yeah. In your bra. Like,
what was so special about it?
Mauricio picking it up?
Yeah.
That was hot when he like ripped it.
Oh, that was really hot.
Yeah.
She looked so good. Kyle looked amazing. And I was like, wait, how old is she? I think she's turning 50 soon.
Amazing.
I'm like, I want that body and I want to wear that by the time I'm her age.
$615 though, like what?
I know, that was a lot.
That's ridiculous.
You guys are going to laugh, but I was watching old episodes of Simple Life and Kyle...
Why would we laugh? That's amazing.
Kyle on the first episode was one of the people that were speaking out against like the Hiltons and stuff like that.
Oh my God.
And she looked so good.
Yeah.
I missed Simple Life. Well, that was like an OG show.
This was hilarious.
Third episode is my favorite, the Sonic one.
To go back and watch. Yes. Maybe you want to go
that
back
was a
and
classic.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Marisa goes to pick up this outfit, mm-hmm. this new one. He rips it off. He basically rips it off her back, and that was kind of cute.
That was hot.
It was so hot.
Their marriage goals for sure.
Seriously, can't get over it.
I think
Rena's costume was the best, though.
Rena?
Yes.
Let's talk about the costumes here. We know yours was Erica's, right?
I think, yes. Oh, no, Rena. Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, Erica James.
Yes.
And then yours?
Mine was Kyle's.
Yours was Kyle's?
Yes.
Okay, who can mine be then?
Oh, yours was going to be Kyle too? No.
No. I want to be somebody else.
Okay.
Be who you really think.
Which one of the three other cats are you going to choose?
I'm the fashionista cat.
Yeah.
No. What makes you a fashionista cat? Just because you have a wig on? Like, what? And...
I'm going to throw a curveball and
Dorit
say...
should have just been a Dorito.
Oh my God. The shade.
That was shady.
I am going to throw a curveball and say PK as Carl.
PK, yes. I agree with you there.
I kind of like that he did that.
I liked
that.
It too.
Wait, you
said the wig was $800.
$800.
$800 for that wig.
They have the coin, right?
I don't know. We'll talk about it soon in the news section.
To them, it's like, what, $100? You know what I mean? Like...
It's borrowed money.
Yeah.
Well, all the women are coming to the house. I wanted a little bit more from Erica. I wanted, you know.
Me too.
She could have pulled something else. She's so gorgeous. She could do anything.
It was a little half, but.
This
half,
is her day to shine, too, you know, not just when she's performing. It's Halloween. Maybe she's not a big fan of Halloween.
Yeah. So I could have seen her like a Harajuku, like Asian theme or something fun.
Something like that.
Sailor Moon.
Bring some latex. You know, Sailor Moon would have been great.
Yeah, she would have been great as that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a very good Halloween outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just get right into our tweets. We love like interacting with you guys, and we have so many great tweets from you guys. I will kick it off here.
Let's go to the tweets.
This one is from Head Over 6-inch Heels. FYI, Lisa Rinna as Erica Jane for Halloween is literally everything. Yes,
agreed.
Agreed.
Next one is from at BMFULN1. Dorit's flip-flop ASS should be the last person to talk about someone being two-faced. I feel you. Next.
About girl. Next one is from J622. The season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is insufferable. This whole, oh my God, I can't believe one of us would talk to the press. I'd never heard of such a thing as bananas. Girl, bye. Y'all live to leak stories. I think it's y'all like to leak stories.
You all live.
Oh, live to leak stories. Oh my God, something's wrong.
My taste having difficulties. Sorry. It's okay. We're all good.
It's all right. I'll take Kyle Richards. I lost my mom to breast cancer in 2002. The fact that she hadn't had a mammogram in 5 years haunts me. Mm. I really wanted to show this to bring awareness, really early detection, and as a reminder to get checked.
Amen.
Yes.
Next one is from Kieran Thomas. Imagine being Rena with no storyline since Kim left, and after Kim paid her dust, or after Kim paid her dust at the restaurant earlier in the season, she regurgitates a four-year-old issue about the bunny and had her new enabler Denise try to fight her battle. Bored. Dang. I was gonna say. Enough about puppy gate. Now we're talking about bunnies. What's up with all these dang animals?
It's animal gate season.
Animal gate. Hashtag animal gate.
She called her a new enabler.
OMG.
Leslie Steiner says, maybe I should be Erica Jane this Halloween.
Do it and make sure you tag us.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
Do it now.
This one is from D. Amantilla. Life goal as of tonight to look like Kyle at 50.
Yes.
She looked amazing.
This one is from at R-H-O-P Petty Angry. I'm tweeting and getting distracted while Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is on. You're losing me with this boring cast. I want to see Rich's luxury lifestyles with the rich and famous. Not Kyle's anxiety. Rena's Glad I didn't say that.
Wow.
Something. Teddy's scowl of Erica's recycled boring storyline. Change it up, please. All right.
They are
really going in.
They're really demanding what they want.
Yeah. I love the internet.
Me too.
D. Hodes says, so glad Kim Richards is going to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills so someone can finally knock Rena down a few. The biggest instigator on Housewife history, and Kim is her only match.
Wow, our live chat, like our live chat here. Is on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like a tennis match. But the two, they're just never going to be, like, really good friends. They're, you know, and it's interesting that Lisa Rena is so close with Kyle, but she's not close with her sister.
Yeah.
You know? And it's hard when you're, like, BFFs with a sister and then not be cool with my sister.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm glad that Kyle still has her sister's back.
For sure.
Oh,
for
sure.
Because that would mean a lot. You know, it's just, it's not the same when your sister.
Faye Resnick appeared.
I like Faye Resnick.
She was Hermione Granger from Harry Potter. Yes, that was adorable. Cute. I didn't like Kim's costume.
No.
It was just like, I felt like it was just kind of like last minute.
Well, at least she had a costume.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Faye, you know? Mm-hmm. I actually went on Kyle's Instagram. I didn't see that Faye, Kyle, who else was there? Kathy Hilton, they all were like at Kris Jenner's new Palm Springs house.
Oh yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
Kris Jenner's cool. Palm Springs house.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. It's gorgeous.
Cool. Yeah,
I've seen it.
Well, at AfterBuzz, we are adding a new portion of the show, which we're going to be talking about our three favorite things that happened from tonight's episode. I guess I'll kick it off. I thought the Mauricio thing was really sexy, and I think it's cool for people that are just so in love. They're like true marriage goals, and I was not expecting that. But Mauricio has been on this show for 9 seasons, so that was just harmless, but I thought that was cool.
I love how you use the word cool. Like, it was hot. It was really hot.
Okay.
My favorite part was definitely Kim's conversation with Rena and how they were able to kind of, you know, melt things away and be okay with each other and have like a sit down and this conversation. I feel that was much needed. I felt like it was genuine. And I also saw how Kim was in a really good place in her life. Like,
she
could tell
it. Yeah.
That she's like, I wasn't in a good place before and I couldn't accept an apology. And now that time has passed.
That's really big to like admit.
Yeah. Now that time has passed, she was able to be that bigger person. Both of them.
Both of them.
Which is hard for me to say from Rena because I'm not such a big Rena fan. But yeah. this part, I was like, okay, I like it.
Yeah, you weren't feeling her at first. And then when that all happened, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I see something.
Yeah. I was getting questioned by you. I'm like,
I'll be boring and just say that my favorite part was Rena dressing like Erica Jane. I mean, they looked so much alike, like side by side. Like
iconic.
Yeah, she could have been her, like, double, her son double. Yeah.
And, like, good Lisa job. Rinna, like, aside from the show, is a TV icon. Like,
she's just so dedicated. I love it.
And I think Erica really loved that moment. You know, yeah. just to see that someone appreciates, like, her art like True. That, I thought that that was really cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's get back into the show. Kim Richards is back. I mean, this is a big deal. This is, like, an OG. She stepped in. Apparently, Kyle didn't tell her that. Kyle didn't tell Lisa Rinna that she was coming. Do you think she needed to let her know?
Hail to the
Is this
no.
like another Cynthia and like Nene? She should have told her that Kenya was coming. Or do you think it's why? My house? Whatever. Deal with it.
Yeah.
No, it's her house. And it's her sister. Yeah, she should like, expect she it.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, like why Fine. Wouldn't Kim come?
Yeah.
And Kim, this is her second appearance this
would you
season.
Would you guys want Kim back or Camille? What would you rather have, like Kim or Camille?
At this point, I feel like with Kim... that's a good one. Hold on.
I think, let's get what do you guys take. Think? My you guys, first. Let's hear it in the group chat.
Yeah.
Yes, chat. Let us know in the live chat.
I think Kim is better off just being a friend of the show. I think that when she was part of it, she went back to her old ways.
Mm-hmm. For her health-wise, I think for it's better. Health. Yeah, but yes. for the show, I would like to see her on. Just for the drama.
I miss her.
No, but I want her to be healthy. Yeah, I don't want her to like not be healthy. But.
Yeah, because I feel like the rest of the girls just were going to bring her down. It's crazy because they are in talks right now for who's going to come back and who's... Like, who's
let's
not?
Just, I vote my overall vote is just let's just keep, bring Brandy back.
Brandy, yeah, that's you my, love oh, Brandy.
I cannot wait. Like, I'm waiting for Brandy.
I
Brandy got, Glanville.
I figured
yeah,
out
girl.
What I think.
Okay, what do you think?
It took a minute. Camille should get a diamond.
You think
really?
So?
Yeah.
No. Cuber Zirconia, Camille. You guys, I'm just kidding.
She is willing to do this, and I say, if you're willing to do it as a friend, do it as a housewife.
Oh,
come
wow.
on back. Come on back. But if they bring Camille back, they're going to bring back someone else.
You
they're
think
gonna bring
so?
Back
why?
Two,
why?
Or they're gonna bring another friend.
Who why would, do you think that?
Because I feel like the viewers really appreciate the classic episodes more than the new ones. Totally. And these ones are gonna be classic later on. This show, this is never gonna
it's
end.
It's not gonna stop.
This is gonna be like season 35.
Yeah.
But I feel like
it's gonna be like the Now series of the CDs, like Now 82. Like what oh is God. It even at right now?
It's never gonna
right
end.
Right now, haha, no pun intended.
Yeah.
I'm such a nerd today, kids.
I love it.
Right now.
Tabitha in the
she's like, you're always the nerd.
Tabitha in the chat says Camille because she is giving them something else to talk about. That's what I'm saying. I feel like Camille is willing to go there. I mean, obviously after watching this, she's already been a villain. She's the first housewife to ever be on the front of a magazine, the most hated housewife.
Wow.
So,
but see, I just feel like it, in some ways, like it has to be genuine. It's not just for TV. Like just throwing issues out there. Just like I feel like that's what Camille's doing. Like the desperation, man. I'm over it.
But we're talking about her, and I think that's what they need.
Yeah, that's what they need. No. Well, basically, Kim and Lisa come face to face. It was cringeworthy to see the two see each other after Bunnygate, whatever. It's just wild. Like, Erica, a.k.a. Lisa Rinna, was not vibing with her at all. Didn't want to hug her. Was really cold. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, the fact that she was saying, this is Erica Jane. This isn't Rinna. Saying
this is an excuse. That was an excuse.
Saying the word, see you next Tuesday, out to her like nothing in front of everyone.
Yeah, and why is she even thinking that Erica would channel that? Erica never even really says stuff like that, like... Really,
it was an excuse to be it was an excuse.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. But that it was just a poor excuse. I thought that was really nasty. Actually,
I thought so too. I thought it was nasty.
But
I mean, I get she didn't want to touch her or be fake or whatever. I get that. But like the nasty, you don't have to like embarrass someone and like make some like people feel awkward. You know?
Yeah.
Well, Denise was trying to get some camera time in there. She was kind of like, I don't know if it was a few cocktails. Or...
She looked hot. I loved her Halloween.
She
costume.
Looked hot. Yeah. Yes, but I found it very odd for her to kind of insert herself into drama. I think.
Yeah.
It was really awkward. Off for her. I don't know what Kyle was serving, what kind of cocktails, but she was just different. And I don't see her in that light. So when I saw her like that tonight, I was like,
did you like rub you the wrong way? You didn't like it?
I didn't like it. And I don't think that she's going to come back next season. I really don't. And I don't think she cares.
I don't think she cares either. She's so family oriented.
That's why
she has her own
that's
light.
Why I'm not really vibing with it because she doesn't care.
Dang.
Thomas, you just said what I was thinking.
She doesn't care, and it's fine. I like her, but she doesn't care.
She doesn't. Yeah, she said it too. She's like, I'm clueless all the time. Yeah. She said, yeah. And people don't take her into consideration. Like, well, the other housewives.
I mean, she's got a new hot husband and all that. I mean, she's
exactly.
Girlfriend,
if I was her, I would just
stay at home all the time. Apparently, and go to the gym. And yes. By the way, it's really bad to do that before you go to the gym because the men waste all their testosterone, and then they're not able to actually perform in the gym.
That's true.
So it's actually not a good idea. If you guys were asking, that's my opinion.
Free advice. Before we close up the show, let's get into some quick news and gossip.
Okay. Okay, so this is from the Reality Blurb. It's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Lisa Rinna addresses past controversial Halloween costume amid calls of hypocrisy, called out for using wrong order in LGBTQ community tweet. So apparently Lisa Rinna is having to address a past controversy as photos of the distasteful Halloween costume she wore with her husband, Harry Hamlin. They have began making their rounds again. Last week, Rinna found herself in hot water after making a joke on the latest episode of The Real Housewives found to be transphobic. Rinna was one of the first people to lead the call against her cast as she tweeted that Vanderpump was transphobic as the episode aired. Mm-hmm. So it says, who knew LVP was transphobic? We will know now, LGBT. That's what Rinna tweeted on May 21st. So that's the hot gossip.
Yeah, have you guys seen that picture, though, of Rinna's, that costume? And then
everything always comes back to light.
I didn't see it. What was the costume?
It was basically her dressed as, who was she dressed as? It was basically what her husband was wearing, and he had the sign of oh my God, why am I blanking out?
The LGBT.
Isn't
a swastika?
Yes.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So it was. You guys have to go and look at that article and check it out.
Stays on the internet, guys.
Switching gears a little bit, which I'm so shocked they haven't brought this up, and I'm hoping that they do. So okay. Dorit's husband PK has been ordered to reveal his finances. So with everything that's going on, according to an article from The Blast, PK has been ordered to appear in court for an examination of his finances. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills hubby has yet to repay a $1.2 million debt.
Wow.
And judge wants to see him on June 19th. Uh-oh. He also wants to see his assets. This includes property, bank accounts, and source of income, including checks from the show.
Wow.
Yeah. So PK has a line of money that he has owned. PK owes money from back in 2011. He's been accused of non-payment and even tried to wipe the debt out via bankruptcy. So it's just a lineup of all of these finances that he has. And it says that fortunately for PK, he did have a recent legal victory when a judge threw out a case from a separate court issue due to a technicality. A sports betting company had sued him for $75,000. So, you know, on Watch What Happens Live, Andy has actually asked Dorit to explain some of these finances.
She's really media trained. I saw that episode.
Yeah, and she was like, I'd love to talk about it, but I can't. I just can't.
Great. Thank you guys for the news and gossip.
Thank you.
I'm surprised that they haven't brought it up, but, you know, we'll still be here. I think that's around the time of the reunion, so hopefully we'll have some news for you guys at that point.
Maybe some drama will come up and people will throw some low blows. You never know.
PK isn't the most loved on the show, so they're, you know, we'll see what ends up happening.
With that British
humor. The episode ends with some love and light, which was not, I was not expecting that. Were you guys expecting this love and light moment between the two?
No, but I loved it. It was a great ending to the show.
It kind of tied it like it in a little nice ribbon.
Yeah. it was a different side to Rinna. So I was definitely.
Did it make you like her a little bit?
No. I mean, it made such me. A quick answer. It made me like her in the moment. Okay. I think she's been so shady, and I don't know. It's just.
I think she got out the "See you next Tuesday" 5, 6, 7 times. Yeah. By the time it was like Kim wanting her back, she's like, "Okay, truce."
True.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I felt when she was kind of going for it. Because Kim really, I mean, she was really emotional in her interview, too. And she's not faking her cries.
No.
I think they were both hurt. Yeah. I think for Lisa in that moment, which is one of the most iconic, you know, reunion walk-offs, I think she was really, really hurt by the bunny situation. Because I think it originally came from a good place.
I think it's so dumb.
It was funny to me when she gave back that bunny. I don't know.
The fact that she had it behind the sofa before they all got there was all premeditated. Andy was loving it.
It's not even, oh my gosh.
It was like, and now it's in Andy's clubhouse. It's like, oh, I see it sometimes and I'm just like, oh, there goes that bunny. It's not, I don't know. Maybe because I didn't just take it to heart.
Exactly. Well, I mean, the episode, like what Maite said, ended really nicely. Let's get into some predictions for next week.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All righty. Next week, Brandy.
Brandy
is back in the building, and she is all about it.
I predict a lot of unpredictableness with Brandy Glanville.
What is Brandy doing on the show?
I predict a lot of profanity.
Profanity. What do you think she is going to contribute to the show, especially how they're teaming her up with somebody who's been very, very nicey nice.
Oh, she's going to milk this 100% because she knows what's happened with LVP.
Yeah.
So this is her opportunity to come in and say, I told you so.
Yes. Exactly what Maite said.
Sad. I wish LVP would show up in that dinner.
Oh, she's definitely not going to be anywhere near Brandy.
No.
What do you think? What's your prediction?
My prediction is that we will see probably next episode the last snippet of LVP. I think I read somewhere that she only has one more show appearance. She'll appear on one more episode.
Yeah.
So I think maybe it'll be next week. And then you know how they take the... They're filming the reunion in a couple days.
Yeah, I think, again, wait, we didn't get to ask you. Do you think Lisa Vanderpump's going?
To what?
To the reunion.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I think she's going to.
What's your prediction?
My prediction is that Camille is going to get under fire this time. Somebody's going to bring it up. I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe Brandy might get involved, but I predict that Camille... I think Camille's going to be under fire next episode. I think they wanted to give this a Kim, Rena, their OGs, their classics.
Yeah.
We can't combine everything. It's just going to get lost in translation.
True.
So I'm thinking next week, Camille's in the hot seat.
All right.
Well, we'll have to tune in. Thank you guys for watching our after show. We hope that we have informed you with some new news, and we love... connecting with you guys on social media. Amanda, where can we find you?
Hey guys, my name is Amanda Terry, and you can find me on Twitter @_makeupmandy with an I, and on Instagram @makeup_mandy with an I.
Hey guys, I'm Maite Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. That is @thisismaite.
And big shout out to Jen and Cynthia, our panelists.
Yes, we miss you. We love you guys.
They're going through some stuff right now, so keep them in your prayers.
Please. And love you guys.
Yes, please follow me everywhere on social media @ThomasRulina. Visit my website, thomasrulina.com, and I will see you guys here next week.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.